Amem Ches Amad Beis, Amar Abaya, but we will wait for the time, which is another 5 seconds. Amar Abaya, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Lazar, Kulu Svir Lumara Malkam Ulai. The Gemara does this frequently during Shas. That is, the Gemara tries to find Tanoim that agree to a certain philosophy. Philosophy might be the wrong word. A certain approach. Even though they don't necessarily apply it in the same case. And not necessarily would one agree to the other. Meaning, in all three cases that we're going to bring, it's a question of how insisting is a person that his words be kept to the letter, and how much does it just mean he's giving him a ballpark idea of things. Mara Makamulai. Just saying, you know, around. Like he said, the case we had before. He said, lend me a dinner of Kesef and go be Makadish the lady. The guy lent him a dinner of Zav. Did he insist on Kesef? Or did he just mean to say, Kesef is good enough. Give whatever. Because the assumption is that you want to give your wife something nice for Kedushin. So, you meant, if you can lend me Kesef, fine. If the guy wants to lend you more, great. Or do we say, no, he said Kesef, he means Kesef. That approach, that argument, manifests itself in different cases. Now, every case is different, and because one Tana says it in one place does not necessarily mean he will say it in the other place. But in all three cases, there's this approach of an argument. How insistent is he when he says something, or is he just showing him an idea of things? Like, you know, Kesef is enough, or whatever case people have, similar. Reb Shimon HaDamra, who are the three? Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Lazar. Kulu Svir Lumar Malkam Ulai. They all hold that you're just showing him a place. Dr. Rashi. Ha'imer l'shluchay lazos le'bedavar ha'kal. You ask him to do something easier. Lazos le'bedavar kaved. And he does something more difficult. Dein zeshinoi. That's not called not listening. He told him something less. But ha'imer l'bedavar ha'kal. El l'haris le'makam l'ha'kam b'shluchusay. Im kaved ala binyan achar. It's just to say, that's enough. You don't have to do more. But you could do more. Or do we say, no, you want an exact thing? In all three cases, we will have that kind of situation. Shimon HaDamara, if Shimon is the case we just had, he said, lend me Kesef, the guy lent him gold. If Shimon Gamliel did not. Now let me explain, let me give a little bit of an introduction to the Gemara here. What happened was, Kehanim used to get angry at their wives. They might have a tendency. Gemara says the God of it might have a tendency to get angry. And they used to write a get and divorce her. Then they woke up the next morning and said, what did I just do? And they can't take their wife back because a kohen can't marry a grusha. So what we wanted to do is slow the process down for Kehanim. Because when Yisroel, he divorces his wife, he wakes up the next morning and changes his mind, he can remarry her. But a kohen does not have that option. So we made a takana for Kohanim. That doesn't mean only Kohanim can use it, and it doesn't mean every Kohen has to use it, but this is what we put in place that Kohanim should use for divorce. Instead of writing a get out and having two signatures on the bottom, they made a concept called a get mekusher, which is they wrote a line, and they folded it, and they sewed it together. They wrote the get, and they folded it, and sewed it together again. All it did was lengthen the process. And the Adam signed on the back, not on the front. And you needed 3 Adam, not 2 Adam. That was the takana called get mekusher. It takes longer than writing a regular get. A regular get, and I am going to speculate, takes 20 minutes. A get mekusher can take 2 hours. You have to sew every line together. On the folds, on the back, the Adam sign on the back, not on the front. It's much more complicated. So that was the idea. Make it complicated. So the Mishnah says, get mekusher Adam mitaychai. Get pashut Adam mitaychai. A regular get, the Adam sign on the inside, which means on the side that the get is written. Rashi, get pashut Asli Kain Shalano, which is the way we write divorces today. Edov Mitoichai, Tachas Aksav. Mekusher, Edov Me'achayrav. And Mekusher, the Edos are on the back. Rashi, Mekusher, Hasam Mefarish Lo B'Basra. The Gemara explains it B'Basra. Shiknu L'Kahanim. They were Mesakin at Kahanim. She'en Yechaylum B'Hachzi Gerushoseyem. They could not take back their divorced wives. She'en when they got angry, Hokan al-Asayfer, they went to the cipher. The Mamar looked at get, would write a get quickly. V'Naisnallah, the husband would give it to her. U'mescharet l'achazman. And then a little bit later, he would have charata, he would have remorse. Tiknu l'hu mekushas. They made a takana of a get mekushas, yesh b'tayra klas ha'isak. That there's a difficulty, it takes longer to do. At the hockey v'hockey, while the get mekushas process is going on, miyasvi daite, he'll settle down. This is the way they wrote to get Mekusher. They left a row empty, the Kaisev, and then they wrote Shita row. Shita Chalak, the Kaisev Shita. Bechain Achloisha Arba, Yosef Shitan. Many lines, 3, 4, I mean, we write 12 in a get, but that's not necessary in the Gemara, it's a minute that we write 12 in a get. But they wrote the get, and they skipped lines, that's what you did in Mekusher. The kaiful chelik harishon al aksav. Then you folded the empty line over the written line, the taifer and sewed it. So you folded line 1 over 9-2 and sewed it up. Then the kaiful chelik sheni al shitas aksav shetachtav. You fold line 3 over line 4, the taifer, the chen shlishi, line 5 over line 6. Ve'edim chais mibichutz ben kesher lekesher. And the Adam signed in between the folds on the back. The Afina and Hassam, the get pushed Adam Shnayim, and the Gemara learns out there that a regular get has two Adam, Mekusher Adam Shlisha. Again, rabbinically, they required an extra aid rabbinically, because the Torah never requires three, two is as good as 100. But Rabbanon, by get Mekusher, part of the Takana was to require a third. The whole kefu v'kefu kari kesher. And it's called kesher, is every fold is called a kesher. U'shloishuk sharef yesba. It has a minimum of three folds. Bo'al laharb is ksharef marbe be'edim. If you write a get that has five folds, he needs five edim. Every fold needed an aid. U'shar treves ha'shtar kosev kedarkai. Then the form of the shtar can be written without folds. This is done on the tariff, on the main part of the divorce, has to be done with folds. Now, you have to have three, and each fold has to have one aid. You can have more than three and have more aid. That's your decision. Back to the Gemara. Second line from the top. Pasha Chukasra Edav Machairav. One of the Adam sign on the back of a regular get, or Mekusher Shekasu Adam Mitaychai, or a Kusher they sign on the inside, Psulim, Shnei Psulim, because you didn't do Trashi Shnei Nasik, you're taking Chachamim. The Chachamim want a regular get to have the Adam on the front, the Mekusher to have the Adam on the back. You didn't do it that way, it's a Pasul get. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Eimer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, the kusher shekasra edav mitoichai kasher. Shiyachu la'saisei pashat. What you can do is, every mekusher, if the edav side at the front, just undo the stitches. Stretch it out. You have a regular get with lines skipped. So lines are skipped. That's what Rashi learns. And therefore, there's no problem. Worst case scenario, you will undo the mekusher. What made it a kosher? You sew together the lines. Well, if the end side in front, you got a problem now. So what you do is undo the stitches, stretch it out, and what used to be a kosher just became a pashut. It's a get pashut. It has open lines, which Tysus doesn't like. Because Tysus says, I mean, other Rishonim don't like, what's to keep the guy from filling in things in those open lines? Okay, so that's a problem we're not going to get into, but we're going to learn Rashi. Look, Rashi, Shalom, that's why it's a Parshat. Shalom, not to sew it up. the mapstick aver mechitas oyein is mabekach. And if there is empty lines, who cares? The Kaima, the Tanakama. So why does the Tanakama disagree? The Farish Hasram, the Gemara explains to Baba Basra, the Ksaver en Yachal Lasayis a Pashat. He holds you cannot transform a Mekusha into a Pashat. Because a Mekusha and a Pashat ain't Zmanai Shava. Because part of the Takana, according to the Tanakama, is every Get Mekusha is post-dated by a year. Meaning, it's not post-dated. Because I'll say to write the next year. And if it's a Get Mekusha, people will understand it was written the year before. Because I made a Takana like that. So in Tav Shin Pei Gimel, in Get Mekusha, they wrote Tav Shin Pei Dalet. And everybody that saw Get Mekusha with Tav Shin Pei Dalet knew that the Get took place in Tav Shin Pei Gimel. That's how they dated things a year later. That means in a Get Pashut, if they wrote it on El Tav Shin Pei Gimel, it said El Tav Shin Pei Gimel. That very same day they wrote a Get Mekusha, they would write El Tav Shin Pei Dalet. And everybody would know by looking at a Mekusha that really it's Tav Shin Pei Gimel. So now, if you're going to open up a Mekusha and make it a Pashut, they're going to think it's Tav Shin Pei Dalet. That means he wasn't divorced in Tav Shin Pei Gimel, she was divorced in Tav Shin Pei Dalet, and that's impossible again. Because Chain Kaisrin, Zman LeMekusha Ma'ish Shana. They didn't write the current date, Elam Shana Shalach Re'ah. It kicked in today, but everybody knew that a Mekusha has a different form of dates. Tav Shin Pei Gimel and Mekusha means Tav Shin Pei Beis. But if you make it a Pashut, people won't know that. That's the Machlokes. Can you make a Mekusha into a Pashut or not because of the date? Fine. So far, nothing to do with what we want. It's an introduction. Yes?
Two ancillary questions. Number one, do I remember from a Gemara somewhere that people's handwritings were recognizable?
Yes.
So in which case, what is the concern about having someone write into these blank spaces?
The husband might write into the blank spaces.
Of the king, he's not described. He's not the first.
People used to write their own gittin.
Okay, so that's limited to the case really where the husband wrote.
Which was not so unfrequent.
I.
In the time, I'm not talking about today, I'm talking about the Gemara's time.
No, I'm talking about the Gemara's time also.
A lot of husbands wrote their own gittin.
But, I mean, remember, Rabbi Akiva was not only illiterate, but was hostile to people who were...
Again, I'm just saying, what... next, we'll move on.
The other is, to what purpose? I mean, a Takana has to have a reason. I mitzvah's not...
I don't remember what the Gemara said the reason is.
In the next year, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, and I wouldn't rely on my memory, is that they wanted to make a difference. They wanted to make like the Adam in the back, or three Adam. They were trying to make a lot of differences between the two. Once it was a new takon of a different kind of a get, they wanted to create more differences, and this is one of them. Again, but I'm not relying on my memory. I would have to look it up again.
Many things can go wrong. Now they made many more things to go wrong.
Again, I think that those days didn't take as long as they take today. Maybe not. I don't want to say. I'm speculating. Don't think about my job. I did that already. Hakol kaminig abedina. Do like the custom of the country. And we asked, but Tanakama left my minig abedina. Tanakama never said, don't go by the minig abedina. He was just describing what is a Pashut, what is Mekusha, and what happens if we do it wrong. So what is Rav Shimon Gamliel adding or arguing? What is going on over here? V'yamar Ravashi. And Ravashi explained that this is the halacha. Ba'astra d'nehigi b'pashut. If the minig is that people use Pashut, in this city, people don't use Get Mekusha. Not because of halacha, but that's the minig. The custom in this town is all getting a written pashut. Nobody uses the Mekusha option. V'avodle Mekusha. And the husband tells the cipher, write me a get, and the guy made him a Mekusha. Or, inami ba'asra d'nehigi b'mekusha. This custom in this town is everybody uses the Mekusha option. V'avodle pashut. Kulam le pligi d'vadik peto. You want to do the custom of your town. So when you tell the cipher to write the get, you're instructing him, write the get according to the custom of this town. And the custom of this town translates what the husband meant. Write me a get. What does that mean? Write a get like the custom of this town. If the custom is Pashut, write Pashut. If the custom is Mekusher, write Mekusher. If the guy does it the other way, that was not included in the agency. Because he told them to write a get, and that translates like the custom of this town. Keep ligi. The Asra din higi beim b'Pashut beim Mekusher. In this city, the custom is either or. And therefore, when he says write a get, the cipher has full discretion, because there is no specific custom. Some write Pashut, some write Mekusher. But this husband told the cipher, write me a get Pashut. The Azov Avadli Mekusher. He didn't go against the custom of the town, but the guy told him a Pashut. The question is, did he mean, I want a Pashut? Or did he mean, it's good enough for me to have a Pashut? I don't need a Mekusher. But if you want to write a Mekusher, so hey. If the custom is one way, you have to stick to the custom. The custom here is both ways. He instructed him to write the easier kind of get. The guy went and wrote the harder kind of a get. Did he mean, I don't want Mekusher? Or did it mean, I don't want to bother you to have to write a Mekusher? Good enough for me to have a Pashut. But if you write Mekusher, that's good enough also. Going back to the Shaila, how insistent am I that if I tell you to do something easier and you do something harder, is that included or not? Same thing we have with the silver and the gold, and the same thing we now have with the Pashut and the Mekusher. Tanakama Savar. My Savar, Kpeda, he meant, do what I told you. My Savar, Shimon Gamliel hold, my Rebokim Halai, Rashi. Kol Kamini Gamadina. Mokim Shinagu Mepashut Vasa Mekusher. If the custom is to do Pashut, the guy made Mekusher. Or Mekusher Vasa Pashut, Pasol. The Baal made him a shliach, he did it to do it like the Minig HaMedina. And the Tanoi, I'm not talking about that. They were talking about when you wrote the Edom in the wrong place. That's why we asked the Tanakama less than Minig HaMedina. What, does the Tanakama not agree that Minig HaMedina trumps? Who argues? There's another machlokes going on. Umil, Basra Dinahigi, right? So you have to do the custom. But if the custom is both, and he said, Avadli Pasha Shlichas Kala, which is easier, the Avad Mekusha Shlichas Kaveda, which is difficult, Shimon Gamliel Saber Mari Mokamuloi, Gomer died like a Pasha. It's enough to have a Pasha. So the Avad Mekusha, Hayal Minig Avadin Abad Mekusha Kusher. Tanoi kamoi pligi alei, they argue. Rami kapei dehu. He said pashut, he means pashut. Adav kamerlin la soysoi. Pashut, and he meant, I want you to do it as a pashut. So that's the machlokes between the two.
Is Asra the name of the city, or just...
Who?
Asra.
Asra means the city.
It's not the name of the city.
No, you ever heard of him? Is it Marad Asra? He's the master of the place. Astra means the place. A rub is called the Morada Astra. Astra Dain of Asar Basar. Astra is the place. City, place.
Are we talking about
the Kohanim? No, they made it up for the benefit of Kohanim. Kohanim are not restricted to use it, and Yisraelim can take advantage of it also. Again, to each his own. The new way of doing a get. It was done to accommodate Kohanim. They either take advantage of it or they don't. And if he decides he wants to do something exotic or whatever reason, he will do a Mekusher. I mean, I don't know why he would do it, but if he wants to do it, nothing wrong. Doesn't have to be a Kohen to take advantage of it. All the Kohanim are is why Chazal made this up to begin with.
More complex
ones,
more expensive.
It could be. I would assume the cipher charges for his time. Yeah, I would assume so. Well, here, right, okay, that's why I'll leave it at that. Zakti Gemar Baita, who is the third Tana that holds Mara Mokum Uloi, Rabbi Eliezer, the Tan. Isha Sharm is Kabali Giti Mimokum Poini. A woman tells a person, do me a favor, go get my get from there and there. Go to Boston and pick up my get. The Kibulo Gita Mimokum Achar. He meets the husband in Buffalo on his way to Boston, and the husband gives him the get. Now she said to him, accept my get in Boston. The shliach, accepted the get in Buffalo. Puzzle. The guy was never made a shliach to accept the get only in Boston. Rablazer says no. She was trying to inform him where he'll find the husband. She didn't insist that the get be given in Boston. She was just trying to inform him, go to Boston, that's where you'll get my get. Not because I insist that it be in Boston. Rashi. Now let me explain this, because it's a little bit more background. If a husband tells a shliach, give my wife a get in Boston, we say he's makbid, because there is a bezayin involved in getting divorced. And therefore, he doesn't want it to happen anywhere else. He wants it to happen in Boston, where nobody knows who he is. Give my wife the get in Boston. When a woman says, get my get in Boston, is she the same, or is there a difference? Because the husband has decision-making powers of where he gets the get. A woman really has no decision-making power. The husband can give it to her whenever he feels like it, wherever he feels like it. So the question is, when she makes the shliach for Boston, is she insisting? But since she knows she doesn't really control the process, all she's doing is saying, that's where you'll find him. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mar Malkam Uloi, Shom Tim Senu, that's where you'll find him. Tanakam Avik Peda, he Efshi Shitaklenu Be'el Shom. I don't want you to take my get, only in Boston. Ve'ein Zeh Shlucha Be'Malkam Achar, and he's not her shliach any other place.
Her shliach can refuse to take the get in a certain location?
Not her shliach. If she is insisting that he take it in a certain location, he's not a shliach anywhere else.
That's how she controls her own shliach.
That's the question. She does control her own shliach. Does she mean to be controlling or not? Because she really doesn't control much in the get.
Right, because she doesn't, but the shliach she does.
So that's the question. But she said, take my get in Boston, would she be controlling? Or was she just saying, you'll find him there?
Does his shliach have to take the get? According to the
Manomer,
it says that
the Kveda doesn't work unless it's given in Boston. To the shliach. To the woman, he can give it anywhere. She has no choice. She's making a shliach. He's not her shliach unless he follows her dictates.
He can't be forced on her shliach.
Right. He's not, if he's her shliach, yes. But not if he's not her shliach. If you're makbid, that means he's not your shliach unless he follows these things.
The same reason? Because of embarrassment?
The title is only, a man is in control of get. Therefore, everything he says, he controls. A woman is really not in control of this process. She has a slight ability to control one thing, where the guy is her shliach. She doesn't control where she gets divorced. Her husband meets her anywhere he can give her a get, whether she likes it or not. She has a little control. The question is she exercising that control? Or since she's really not in control of the process, all she was trying to do is that's where you'll find them. Yes?
It's interesting in that the underlying principle would be that shliach does the will of the person offending them. And therefore, if they do something which is a variant of it, is that a significant variant or an insignificant variant? To quote someone in this room, not every difference makes a difference.
No, that's not what's happening here. Because it's not an insignificant... If she didn't mean to pay the, it's not a variant. Okay. That meant it was a...
I don't have a problem with that.
That's all. Right.
But the thing is that the conundrum is that it does not mirror the process, in that if the husband comes on the shliach was told to accept in Boston and comes upon the shliach by accident in Brookline, the husband cannot force the shliach.
But he's not a shliach. It's because he's not a shliach. If she's makbel, then he's not a shliach. If I tell somebody to do it A, B, and C, and he does it a different way, he's not my shliach.
I mean, I still am thinking in terms of the will of the sender, and the will of the sender cannot prevent her from getting taking it in Brookline, whereas it can prevent the shliach.
Because to be a shliach, you have to follow the orders of Mishalaya.
That person now evaporates.
Yes.
Well, the Gemara is doing is trying to figure out the thought process of people. That's the argument, right?
Yes, exactly.
So after the argument is finished and done with, and the Baal says, no, I was not there.
Doesn't make a difference. We interpret the words the way we interpret the words. Unless he says at the time, I am being mocked for.
Each one of these situations, it's no raya. As he say, she's not machbir. It's no raya. She would say, in a different situation, that Mandy Yammer would say.
That's exactly.
I think someone maybe was Rabbi. Moshe. We're all very. Isn't Psukim talk about precision in talking, and an avwa not to?
I agree, yeah, so therefore. Many people that talk without thinking, right? Dr. Gemara Weiter.
Why we have these arguments is that husband doesn't say he's makbid, he's only makbid when he says, I'm makbid.
A husband's makbid all the time. That's what the Gemara says in Gittin. Wife is usually not makbid, according to Amar D'Amar, because she doesn't feel in control over the thing.
The difference in lashon of man and lashon of woman.
Because of the situation, not because of man or woman.
They're different categories.
Exactly. Don't think about it. Okay, we're finished with finding the three man D'Amar that hold Mara Malkam Eloi. Amar Ula, Machloikis Bishvach Maman. When the Mishnah said that Reb Shimon said, if it gives her more, she's Mukadeshes. Right? He said, the guy lent me silver, the guy lent him gold, she's Mukadeshes. It's only by Machshvach Maman, in monetary things. Rabbi Shutz, Shavuk Sivuk Simatoyba, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, and I understand you're leaving. Shavuk Sivuk Simatoyba, good Gebenshir. So, Machloikis, Bishvach Maman. It's only true by monetary things. Avo Bishvach Yuchsin, Divriakol Eidim Mukadeshes. But let's say he told her something that made him think that he's less meyuchas than he is. For instance, he said he's a mamzer. She's a mamzeret. So he says to her, I'm marrying you on the condition that I'm a mamzer. And he ended up being a nussin, which is also pasul lekol, but not to the same degree as mamzer, like a higher level. So now the question is, he misled her. He said he's a mamzer. And he's not a mamzer. He's a higher level. Does Reb Shimon say, well, big deal. He was trying to say, even if I'm a mamzer. Meaning, I'm pasul, right? No. My time up. That Reb Shimon would agree, ain't a mukadeshes. My time up. Misana derav mikroy lebina. Shoes that are bigger than my feet, I don't need. Meaning, she's a mamzeres. She doesn't want a husband that's greater meyuchas than her. She wants him to be on her same level. I want to wear shoes that fit. You told me you're a mamzer, fine. I now find out that you're a higher level. That's too high for me. I feel inferior to you. I'm not interested in being inferior to you. And Reb Shimon agrees to that. Money, everybody likes more money. But not necessarily does everybody like more yichas. Rashi. She's happy. She might not be happy with the fact that he's better. And she must go. It sounds funny. He'll brag. He'll tell her, I'm a nurse and you're a mom's or granny. Like, you know, I guess. But you never know. You never know.
But Kedushin is toasted no matter what, right?
No, it's not. He said, I'm a Nashani Mamzer, so it's not tight.
No, I'm saying that wouldn't have been the problem.
A Mamzer is marrying a Mamzeris.
She married a Mamzeris. So
that's what's happening here.
I know, but could she, technically, and that's an also you can mom.
Yeah.
Oh, but not a Kushin, not a...
Yeah, these are both Psulim. The marriage is legal, except he's a higher level. She doesn't want a guy that's more Kushin than her. Because he's going to throw at her all the time. You're a lower level than I am. Mitana Midrav Mikroy is a trashy. Minu Gadol Mimidis Ragli. A bigger shoe than my foot. Ain't Chafetzim, I don't want. Shaini Yechel Lahalachbay. Can't walk with a shoe that's too big for me. Mashalu, the trashy, it's a mashal. The people who don't want something too big for them. You're too kosher for me. I don't need it. Nasan Zakrashi, Zegivaini. That's a Givaini. Asher Bagitim Yeshua Chaytri Ma'aitzim Yeshua V'mayim. They're called Nasan because they were given a job. Bamina B'yavamis, David Gozer Alayim, David was Gozer. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Amar Rav Ashi Masnisa Nami Daika. The Mishnah is also a Dirk. Why? The next Mishnah says, I'm an Ashani Kayim and Imtza Levi. Levi ben Imtza Kayim. Nasan ben Imtza Mamzer. Mamzer ben Imtza Nasan. And in Halacha, she's not Mekudesh. That's why Paul and Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon say, if it's better, she should be Mekudesh? If he's a higher level, she should be Mekudesh. Answer is, she doesn't want a higher level. Zakti Gemara, Maskin for Marba Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi's son asked him a question. Eladiktani, in that same Mishnah it says, Amanash Yeshli Bas, Oshivcha Megudelas. I have a daughter, or a very capable, I wonder what he translates it as. Archcom?
A grown daughter or maidservant.
Grown maidservant. I shivcha megudelas, ve'einloi, or I'm a natcha einloi, ve'yeshloi, the shvach mamanu. That's monetary. And Rav Shimon doesn't argue there too, but you just told me Rav Shimon argues by monetary. How can I be loy polik? Eli polik bereishav was in l'seifa. He argued by the money, the silver, and the gold, and you understand that he argues by all money things. So how can I be polik bereishav? Once I show you a case in the next Mishnah that he argues, and the Mishnah didn't speak it out, because the Mishnah figured you'd apply it. So maybe he argues in all cases, even by Yuchsin. So the Gemara Hachiyashta, don't compare it to. Hasam idim idim the Shrach Mammon Pollock. There, they're both Shrach Mammon. So once you argue in one case, Pollock Beresha was in Besefer. Hachiyashta the Shrach Yuchsin, it's a different category. And he said the Pollock Mishnu. If he would be arguing, you should have mentioned it. Therefore, the Raya is a good Raya. Iboyezema, Hachinami Shvach Yuchsin. Having a daughter or having a grown maidservant is Shvach Yuchsin. Why? Because me Sabrit, my Mugdalas Gedaila, you think it means a grown up maidservant? My Mugdalas, you know what Mugdalas means? Gedalas, a chosh of a maidservant. A esteemed maidservant, a higher quality maidservant. The Amrahi, Lenichali, the Shakla Minoi, Minyani, Mili Minoi, Vazli Nadja Kamashavuse. A regular maidservant is a maidservant. This Chash of a maidservant is a respected maidservant. So you know what happens? The neighbor schmooze with her. They usually don't schmooze with a low maidservant. But this maidservant's a Chash of a one. So the neighbor schmooze, you know what she talks about? She tells them things that are going on in her mistress's house. She yaps. She gossips. So I don't want, that's Yuchsin. That's not money. That affects my life. I don't want a maidservant that's chashuv. Tysus learns she's a hairdresser. She does sheitlach. And what women do when they do sheitlach is they gossip about their lives. She said, I don't want a maidservant that's a sheitlmacher. because Shetamachers yet talk while they entertain their clients, and therefore everybody will find out everything about my life. That's what Tysus says. Gadelus is she. Tysus doesn't talk about Shetamach. Says she braids the hairs. She's a hairdresser, and by doing that, she talks. Things haven't changed, I think. I'm not knocking Shetamachers. We have questions for Shetamachers, but I'm saying, the concept of that you have to entertain your clients while you're a barber, you think you just have to keep on talking. You're a dentist. You ever see a dentist that doesn't talk the whole time? You can't answer words because he has your mouth open. Yes?
That does answer something about more we had a few years ago about Mary Magdalene.
Yeah. Rashi. That's Rashi. Bigdala's Gedala Baruil Hashem Shen. The Polik Baruch of Baba Kamaisa. Gabani Vadim Shahatsu. Well, then the Polik Baba Vasraisa. Gabi Shivcha. The Kivan the Polik Baruch of Hitler the Shrak Lap to a sea. He said, if you do for better, it's not a mistake. Well, it's a Chlamed Aplugi Besefa. Doesn't have to argue in the Sefa. Chidami Gabi Shrak Yuchsen. The Itchuk Aplugi, the Polik Baruch of the Shrak Mamma. Well, then the Polik Besefa, the Shrak Yuchsen. Hassam Gabi Basa Shivcha Mugdala's. They're both the same category. So Kiva the color of Shiva put the Beresha. Once you argue in the Beresha, the Yitzchulim had that Pugim Besef, he doesn't have to argue in the Sefer. How can you have a Levi Benim Tzikayan, the Shrak Yuchsenu? But Ikala may be the murder of Shimon Bu, Shimon the Masana, the Rab Mikroyu. Like marrying a Kayan is marrying a shoe size too big. You miss it, the Pogre of Shimon Ale, the Sanye should have said it. The Dallas, Chashuva. Like Nichali, she takes Shivcha Chashuvali, the Shakla Mili Minoy, she takes words from me, Bazin Nadja, Gabishav Soi, and she yaps with the neighbors. She Chashuva, since she's Chashuv, Mitsuyal is Sabram Shkinesel, she talks to the neighbors. Mitishma Mimenu Dvarim, she'll hear things from me. Usasadarai Simlifnei, Shukhanaisai, and she'll repeat it in front of my neighbors. Mititanaisi Bepia Malago Kelleth, and I'll become the butt of jokes. I'll say something stupid at home, and usually what happens at home stays at home, but my chashuva maidservant will say, you have to hear what happened in the house today. And she'll tell all the neighbors, and everybody will laugh. That's how Rashi learns it. Okay, that's the Gemara Vayter. Tana Rabbana. Amanat Shani Karaina. If a guy says to a woman, I'm marrying you on the condition that I know how to read, can you please translate how Artsko says this, because this is like very exact translations are next.
Of scripture.
What?
Of scripture.
Tani Karayna means what?
I'm a reader of scripture.
A reader. Okay, I can read Hebrew. I can read Lashon Kodesh. Kivu Shikara Shleishim Psukim Beveis HaKnesses. If you can read three Psukim in Shul, Harizim Mekodeshes. He's met the bar of being a reader. Reb Yudaimer, Atchiyikra V'yitargem. He has to read it and translate it. That's what the word means. In fact, the Gemara Yitargem Midayte, what he makes up his own translation. Latanya, we learned to be Yehuda Ema Matargem Pasuk Kitzurasai. If you translate a pasuk exactly the way it's written, Harez Abadoi, it might be a lie. And if you add your own things, Harez Abacharev Megadev, you might be committing blasphemy. So how can we tell the guy to translate it? You can't make up your own translations of Chumash. Hello, my targum be done. He has to know Unklus. It's not enough he translates it. He has to know the translation that's a Messiah. The right translation. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The targum I feel like to bit me a shalek a targum shalanu, his own translation. I'm a targum pasuk at Surasai. Shabal lechaser Taisus haTargum Shalanu. Sometimes our Targum adds words and he cuts it off. Leimer, leHaTargum Pasuk Zeh leKesurasai. I will translate it the exact way it's written. For instance, the Lisana Ariv. Now, Lisana Ariv translated simply means do not say testimony about a fight, about an argument, and that's wrong. It's not true. But that's what the words mean. But you look at the Targum talks about what Lisan Ariv means, which I'm not sure, I didn't look it up. So Lisan Aldina, it's a lie. What does Artsko say the Targum says it is? Or he doesn't say?
What was supposed to be?
Yeah.
So, refrain from answering.
Right, do not argue on the head of the basin. That's what it means, right? Hamaisavallah. Shabbat Leimer Hayav and Nitin Lashus Lahaisav. Unculus adds, Isav I will add. Ganani Bechol Mokim Sheretz, whatever I want. Taisa Mechareth. Mekvazes Hamokim. Baris is Hashem, and Mashan is Dvorov. The uncle is Kishahaisav. Leimi Daitra Haisav. He didn't make it up. Shabbat Sinai didn't. El Shinishtakach, it was forgotten. Bechol Zaviyazda, and he put it back together again. I mean, in Megillah, Shum Seichel Zet Targum. Targum was given in Sinai. We can't make up our own translations. Period. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara Megillah says it was given in Sinai and Unculus just put it together again.
So this is my number seven, and
quote the Targum. I'm sorry? I can't hear you.
Do not refrain from giving your own true opinion. That's a
compliment. Oh, yeah. Don't think about that. Mahani Milu Damei Karayna. I read scripture. Avalamala Karayna. I am a reader. I don't know. How does he translate? Because these are words that are very hard, exact English translation. Karayna. I'm a reader.
Scriptural expert.
At the Kari Araiza, Nevi Yuxuva Bediuka. You can read Gan Tanach perfectly.
That's a lower level, right?
Lower level? It's a higher level than reading three Psukim.
No, I'm saying, for
three Psukim.
It's a pass the test.
He said to her, I read scripture. As long as he knows how to read three psukim and shul and translate unculus, he's good.
And translate unculus means I know what unculus says.
On those three psukim, yes. And then Korana is saying, I'm an expert Balkyre. Balkriya is the real perfect way of saying it. And he has to be able to read Gan Tanach. Bediak. That
Kratchi? They had written at that time? They had Unculus written down at that time?
No, Unculus was written down, yes. I think so. I'm not sure, but I think so. Rashi, Rani Mila the Sagi Mishloshi Psukim Bevela Karayna. I'm an Asani Shaina. What if he says, I know Mishnayas? I learn, I'm sorry. What does he learn Shaina means? I learn? What?
Studies.
Chizki Amr Halachas. He has to know the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai's. Rabbi Yechon Amr Taira. Rabbi Yechon says Taira, which we now means he has to know Chumash. Yes, Doctor.
I was going to say, is it necessary that this is Dafka Uncle, for instance, for someone, I would not trust anybody who says that they know how to read scripture, but they don't bother with Rashi. I mean, currently Rashi.
Again, I'm not passing halacha l'maisa. I read Rashi here, and he says unculus. Now, would it change halacha now? Would halacha change now? I would assume so, for a different reason, because people mean different things with different words now than they meant then. That's all. We're translating words. He made this condition. It's not a Torah condition. If he said, I'm an ass, I can jump off the Empire State Building, he said on the Mazda he can jump off the Empire State Building. The Torah did not say he should say that in his Kedushin. He says his own conditions. So we would translate it the way people understand the meaning of the words. The Gemara is giving you what they understood the meaning of Karayna meant. Now, today, if a guy says, I can read Chumash, I don't know if it would mean read three Psukim in the Shul with Unculus. I doubt it, but I don't know. It would mean, what do people think that condition means? We don't do conditions anymore. We save ourselves this headache. We don't do conditions in Gittin. We don't do conditions in Gittin. In conditions, we try to avoid problems. So we don't make conditions. But if we were to make a condition, the condition would have to be translated by how people understood the condition. So you can't build it on that. You're right. Today, People understand, I learned Chumash Rashi. Nobody says I learned Chumash Onkelos. You're right. But again, it depends how he worded it. It depends what people understood from his words. Chizkiyam halachas, Rebbe Yochanan Taira, Meitzrei, Ezu Mishnah, Remei Reimer halachas, Rebbe Yehuda Reimer Medrash. Medrash means Sifri Sifra, Darshaning Sukkim. So nobody says Taira Shebiksav. And for the Gemara, my Taira, Medrash Taira, you're right, Rebbe Yochanan meant the drushes of Sifri and Sifra. By the way, Sifra is Taira's Kanim. Sifri is on Bamidbar and Dvarim. Rashi didn't mention Mechilta, which is on Shmais. Rashi, Halachas, Halacha L'Mashim Sinai, Taira, Ksagadai, Taira, Shemiksav, Medrash, Sifra, Sifri, Shein Halacha, Shem Midrashim, Mikras, it is the Halacha of the Midrashim of the Pasuk. Okay, Gesinan, my Taira, Medrash Taira. Bahani Mili Damar La Tanina. That's what he said, I learned. I've Amar La Tana, I know I'm an expert learner. The Tani Hilchasa, Sifriya, Sifri, Tisampa. Got to know a lot more. That's an expert learner. I'm an Ashani Talmud. The guy says, I'm Mekadosh on the condition that I am a student. How much does a person have to be, know, to be considered a Talmud Chacham? Doesn't mean a Talmud, a student in philosophy or in psychology. It means a student in Torah. What is he considered a student? Who never got smicha and were always students. No, we don't mean he has to know as much as them. As long as he can say over one thing, which is very easy, even if he only knows that, he qualifies to be a student. Rashi. And as they've been zayim et hamidim hayu, bechurim, they were young. They bowled the klal smicha. They died very young. They be meim kumaisim betayrim. There was nobody as great in tayrim as none. So meis ben azay batla shakdanim, the people that are masmidim. I don't know what the word in English for masmad is. Wherever they were batul. Bechom makom bechem ben amkaymes. One place. I feel him himself as kala shein noy mikvah. It's not so deep. Ubraisi bekachi shnuya. And Rashi tells you what it says. Kala b'loy broch asur lebay lekanida. Kala without Shevet Brachas is not such her husband like Anita. That's all it says. If the guy knows that, he's a Talmud. Yes. Shevet Brachas. That's Shevet Brachas.
Not having 7 days.
Seven Brachas, it says.
Why are we saying it had to be something to do? I think if he says that
Rishis Baralokim,
that's considered
Talmud. No, it doesn't seem that way. He has to know Tarshabapat.
You should know Shabrachim.
You know what? The truth is, if he knows you're safer, he also knows he also would be good.
That's interesting. You said that it's a Miyazaki says that.
Have a wonderful day. I am not going to be here tomorrow. Rabbi Carr will be here, and it's a very enjoyable Amid. Everybody will enjoy Rabbi Carr tomorrow.
Is Pell Yoyos being done tomorrow?
No.
Probably
will ask. I said that Pell Yoyos is not being done tomorrow.